K99.3 WKBI. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is Joey Coulter. He's the driver of the number 21 for GMS Racing in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. Joey, how are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
And you finished quite well at Iowa Speedway on Friday. Talk about your run there.
Yeah, we had a great night. Harley's and Travel Chevy was sporting a brand new paint scheme. It was pretty cool, and the truck was fast. It was a good night for us because the past few weeks, the trucks have been getting faster and faster. We've been running closer and closer to the front. We've kind of just missed out at the end a little bit. But Iowa, we put the whole package together, came out of there with a top five. So I'm real happy about it. A lot of good momentum gained from that run. And going into the next few races, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
And the points standings were shaken up a little bit, and you're sitting ninth. That's got to be pretty good for your team.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to, bad as it sounds, we capitalized on some other people's misfortune, and that's what it takes every once in a while. You got to be ready for anything. So definitely a good jump in the points for us for the next few races. I'm looking forward to, because it's all tracks I've run really well at in the past. We feel like we've got a real solid notebook for, so I think next few weeks we'll be able to gain some more points. And who knows, we're not out of the championship yet. We just got to really get consistent here and start knocking off the top fives, top threes, and get a few wins here before the year's over.
And what does your notebook say about Eldora Speedway coming up next week?
a lot of rags to get dirt off of it. Last year with KBM, we had a good solid run, finished fourth. So a lot of it is just trying to be at the right place at the right time. You got to save your equipment and keep everything together for the end, and make your last push in that last segment and hope for the best. Definitely a wild card race for everybody, but that's what makes it so much fun. Everybody had a blast last year. The guys, Roger Slack, Tony Stewart, everybody with the racetrack did a fantastic job with it.
Do you have much of a dirt background?
Building one. I never raced dirt before basically 2012, so started racing some dirt late models here and there. I've been racing them more and more every year. Especially this year is probably the most I've raced so far. But it helps, but it's definitely not the answer to running well there. These trucks are just so different. They're not supposed to be on dirt, so it's quite a different experience. But it's a blast, and I'm looking forward to going back.
Explain to the listeners the segments in which it will be run at Eldora Speedway, because they're a little bit different than what you're normally running.
First off, the weird thing is heat races. We're used to you qualify, and then you line up and race, where now we're qualifying, we're heat racing, and then we're racing. So your mindset's got to be different. You really got to play some strategy, especially during the race. With all those segments, you know you're going to have a caution. You know you're going to hit pit road. You got to watch the racetrack, pay attention to how you're using your tires, and just be ready for anything. Because when it comes down to the end, that's your last shot at it. So everything goes nuts on that last segment. You've got to be ready for anything.
So your outlook past Eldora, what speedways are you looking forward to?
I got to say Pocono is definitely high up on that list, just because that's where my truck win has come. So I feel like we're going to have a really good package there. We're actually taking the same truck. When I drove for RCR, the truck would race for them there and won with. We've got that truck here at GMS. So we're taking that truck with us, and I believe we're taking it to the next race in Michigan, too. So the next four or five races are some of my favorite racetracks where I think we're going to be able to gain a lot of ground.
Well, unfortunately, I see in the stands that there aren't very many fans that attend the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. What do you feel is the magnet that can bring fans to the Truck Series? Personally, I think it's one of the best series.
You know, part of the thing they fight is, we race on Friday nights a lot. And, people are getting off of work. Some people end up working late. Some people are just tired from a long work week, want to go home and sit on the couch. So compared to the other series, we're doing great TV-wise. But I think it's just a little bit harder for people to get out on Friday nights sometimes. The thing the Truck Series has going for it is we do go race on just tons of different racetracks. We do the short tracks, the intermediates, the dirt tracks, road courses, super speedways. So there's a lot of draw in that, I think. And then, two, you don't get the dynamic anywhere else that you get in the Truck Series. You've got people my age, and you've got younger guys than me that have just got their driver's license now running in some of the short tracks. And then you've got guys all the way up to Ron Hornaday.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you get that dynamic, really, in any other series like you see it in the Truck Series.
All right. Anything else for our listeners today?
Looking to get out of town, make sure you go check out AllegiantTravel.com, book your flight.
All right, one final question for you. What is your favorite kind of cake?
Ooh, it's funny you ask that. I just did a cake tasting for my wedding in January.
Awesome.
And we ended up finding this rum cake
Ooh.
With a coconut buttercream frosting. So So I'm going to put that at the top of my list because it was out of this world.
So my invite is in the mail?
Yes, absolutely. That's what you get for me being late.
Of course, I'd only attend for the cake. All right. Well, Joey, good luck at Eldora and the rest of the season. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's Joey Coulter. He drives the number 21 for GMS Racing in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel.